Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a period of preparation for Easter through this season of Lent and the One Hearing the Word devotional for Hong Kong churches. May we all be drawn closer to you through the unity of your Spirit and the love for you, Lord. Soften our hearts to receive the seeds you have prepared for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us start with the Lent video from Faith Comes By Hearing.
Today we're listening to Acts 4. And in Acts 4, the disciples have been arrested and they're being disciplined by the priests and the elders of Israel. We work in Mexico, where there's over 400 languages, and national workers will take proclaimers into these isolated communities, sometimes very small. When people hear the Word of God in their own native language, they oftentimes come to faith in Christ. But when they do, the community will oftentimes reject them. They'll be brought before the elders, their possessions will be taken, their homes, which they've lived in from 2,000 years ago. These are the homes and the families. The people in the tribe will be told that they're not to communicate with them. And they will be ostracized, finding another piece of land to live on. But you know, God watches over them. And I just remember one of the communities telling me that even though they were outside of the community, more and more people came until their community became strong. And even though they were planting on less fertile land, every year the crops were greater than the actual village that they came from, as a testimony to the people about God's power. I'd appreciate you remembering the people of Mexico in your prayers.
Let's continue with by opening the, your One app. Please turn, if you don't have it, please turn to Luke chapter 4. We'll read out verse 1 to 13. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they had ended, he became hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall be yours, it shall all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And he led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. Let's continue by reading Acts 4, verse 1 to 22. Acts 4, verse 1 to 22. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem, and Annas, the high priest, was there, and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of high priestly descent, when they had placed him in the center, they began to inquire, "By what power or in what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are on trial today for a benefit done to a sick man, as to how this man has been made well, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by his name, this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders which became the chief cornerstone, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. But when they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it will not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no longer to any man in this name." And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." When they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding no basis on which to punish them on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. For the man was more than 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. And the devotional from the one app for today, I'll read it out here as well. While Jesus was fasting in the desert for 40 days, he was faced with temptation. Like Jesus, there are times in life when we were separated from others, feel spiritually dry, and struggle with lasting temptation. We may have doubts about God's provision and care. We may be tempted to abandon Christian principle in order to gain importance. You may even desire to test God by demanding that he show up. We are all tempted. We struggle with overuse of the internet and social media, greed, anxiety, addictions, laziness, immorality. There are countless things that tempt us, and messages that begin like Satan's threefold chorus of, "If you," with whatever may be tempting you today, may Jesus stand, recorded in this passage, remind you to respond with truths from Scripture as you strive to keep your spiritual health intact. Okay, this part we will be reading together in unison. Let's read the prayer from the one devotional together. 1, 2, 3. Father, we pray for the youth in our city and the increase in suicide amongst young people. Inspire our young people, give them hope and a future. May your church reach out effectively to the young in our city. Amen. So my part of the sharing. From reading Luke 4 and Acts 4, there are a few verses that stood out to me. But this time, I feel like sharing a little bit on the first of Acts 4:12. So Acts 4:12 is, "And there's salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." When I was reading this verse, it brought back some memories from my pre-Christian days that I didn't like Christianity because it's so exclusive. And it seems such a big-headed religion that only Christians have the path to God. All other religions have got it wrong. But as I learned more about Christianity and different faith, I realized that's not true. There are actually quite a number of religions that believe in one God and that their God is the only true God. So, for example, Jews and Islam. And you might have thought that, oh, after I became Christian, I would like this idea of exclusivity. But no, I still don't like it because I find it hard to talk about Christianity or evangelize to people when a number of people really dislike religions that cause divisions. Like saying that they have one true God and all other ways are false. So, yeah, I've come across quite a lot of people say that Christians are bigots as we are intolerant to those who hold different religious opinions from us. But as I spend some more time thinking about it, should I really like this idea that there's salvation in no one else? Jesus is the only way to be saved. Should I really dislike this idea? Well, over time, I went to church, talked to friends, and went to Alpha a number of times as well, and it's really good. And as I come to believe the Bible is the living word and have experienced God through different ways and people sharing of their testimonies, I do come to see that Bible has truths and it's all the truth for living. And in John 14:6, Jesus did say that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father but through me. And Jesus also said that I'm the door. I'm the door of the sheep. He who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he's a thief and a robber. So it's really talking about other religions are trying to steal from him as well for the sheep. And we also know that for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. But what does it mean? That salvation in Christ alone. What does it mean? As I thought about it, it means that you and I, or we, cannot be saved by being good. It also means that we cannot be saved by keeping the law or doing good. Also means that we cannot be saved by being religious, and we can't buy our salvation. So a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus. So with Christianity, we can't earn our salvation, But with other religions, people need to earn it. For Christians, there's no burden for us, as salvation is a free gift that we receive. And this is really, really beautiful. That is by grace we are saved through faith in Christ. So our hope is really built on nothing less than the blood and the righteousness of Christ. May I ask Janella to lead a song? So please spend a moment to reflect that Jesus is the only way. All that he has done for us, and as he has done this for us, what should we do apart from sharing his goodness, making his name known? Let's give him praise, sing praises to him, worship him.
King of Calvary.
Let me close this part of meditation by reading a passage in Philippians that depicts the kind of God-man Jesus is, and we are called to be like him. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. For this reason, also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, we want every knee to bow to Jesus, every tongue to confess Jesus is Lord. But how will they believe in him whom they have not heard? We know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So we must share, even though we find it difficult. There's no other way to respond to his love but to share about it. And I appeal to you to share Jesus to someone during this Lent. May his word through you draw you and them near him. Let's turn to the slides for our community prayer. Yes, we continue to pray for those who are suffering from cancer. And yes, we have a God who heals. A lot of people who still need to know about Jesus. So we also pray for those who are suffering from illness and those who have yet to know Jesus. Continue to lift up our community who is suffering from other infirmities. Yes, please pick one that stood out to you and just pray for that person. Please also pray for those who are searching for a job, that God guides them and that they will follow. In the meantime, also trust God will continue to provide. Today our mission focus is Hong Kong. Pray for the government, pray for the wealth gap, revival in Hong Kong churches, particularly in this Lent all churches have this one initiative devotional that it will unite us, that God will do something special through this unity. Let's continue to pray for the staff as well, as I know that a number of us are ill, not well, not able to come to work as well. Let's pray for the hospitality team to welcome in Barista, that they convey God's heart, and that as people come, they will see God through these warm smiles and people at church. Please also pray for worship team under the leadership of Pinate, who's also now the executive pastor. Pray for the leaders who rise up in worship team that would pick up the mantle as well. Pray for the sound teams and the AV team as well, led by Conrad and Kenny. Please also lift up our house church gathering this evening, particularly First Street, Fontana, Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, Lidl, OPR, Soho. Going to talk about the doctrine of Trinity. It's a special topic. And yes, Lord, pray for the Holy Spirit moving in the presence of the house church and reveal Himself and the mystery of God to us. Thank you today. Thank you for giving this time to pray and seek you first here at church. Also praise you for this lens that we can come together in unity of spirit to prepare our hearts for you for this coming Easter. Please continue to lead us and guide us as you prepare the way, the path for us to walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So continue to take time in your personal prayer, but please note that today and tomorrow we have a conference at 9, so please leave by about 8:30 if you could. Thank you. Bye-bye.